Jordan here at this ER. Hope everybody has a good day. We'll talk to y'all later. KQ4 ZLE.
Glad you made it to work, okay? Safe. You have a good day and a safe trip home this evening. W4MKH back on the side here.
4FBX monitor.
Anthony got to work, so he dropped out. I guess it's back to just you and me. Those links I sent you yesterday down there at the very near the bottom, there's one from Ramon. You go to that link, his YouTube channel there, you'll see some of the radios he does. Some of them are like mine with the Hermes. Some of them are using the Anon SDR. Sometimes he builds amplifiers into them and different things. So he does a pretty good job of setting them up, tuning them up. So mine is still sitting in Charlotte over there right now. It's been there since 2:30 yesterday. So hopefully we'll get it here today.
I saw where you sent me that email. I'll be honest with you, I haven't looked at him yet because I've been so busy with other things or sleeping. But I will today. Yeah, I appreciate you sending me that stuff. I'm interested to check it out. I had something, no radio, but I ordered some coax tape and some QSL card holders from DX Engineering. It was supposed to be here yesterday. And they sent me an email back and said, due to severe weather, it would be here till today. But like I said earlier, these roads will probably clear up by noon, maybe 2 o'clock. I don't even think they're bad now, but I ain't going to test the waters.
I don't know. I would think somebody like FedEx, their drivers should be out on the roads quite a bit in all kinds of weather, so they should be able to handle it. Hopefully, because I'm tired of waiting. This deal on the radio tray's been going on for just over 2 months, waiting for everything to get into place. So I'm excited about it. I'm just sitting here really killing time on the repeater waiting for the country hams to fire up this morning. You ought to get in there and give it a try if you're around the radio about 9 o'clock.
Yeah, frequencies, I got it on my ham desk. But, I might. Yesterday, I got checked in on the early bird net, and then I couldn't stay awake. I had to go to sleep. But I might try it today. You know, as a matter of fact, I was thinking, I think I stumbled across country ham net. I think I did accidentally check into that one day, but I've never been back since.
If you'd all get using NetLogger, I sent you two links, one to their web page and one to the logger. If you log into the logger there, it'll let you know if you've ever been in before. It'll give you a count of times you've logged in.
Certificates or anything, or what's the best way to explain it. What is, how does that work?
It's a round table type, and no certificates or anything. You log in once or checked in once, then you're a member for life. Come back anytime. The net control starts it up, then he passes it to the next guy in the list, and that guy always passes it to the next one that's still in the list. Sometimes guys have to drop out for problems with radio or something like that, but you just pass it to the next guy down, and he'll come back, and then the net control will say a few things before we go to the 73 round. I was just saying goodbye to everybody.
I guess they probably give you a number or something like that, but I was going to ask you also, is it a good place to get other states, like working off states?
No. I guess you could always make an arrangement with somebody in there to do that. But really, mostly it's here around Virginia, West Virginia, North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia, Tennessee, Kentucky. You get into Pennsylvania, New Jersey. So we got a couple guys from the Midwest over there, Iowa, and that Indiana, those kind of things. And most of it is here east of Mississippi.
That sounds similar to that early bird net, pretty much the same areas you just mentioned. But some of these states I do need. I need Maine, I need Iowa, I think. I need Delaware. I got Delaware, but the guy never confirmed it. I know I need Tennessee, too, which is weird because I live pretty close to Tennessee. But there's a few of them I'd like to get.
really goats or do that. It's more of a rag shoe type of a net there. But, I mean, I'm sure if you tell them on there that, hey, I need Maine, and can I make a contact real quick with so-and-so in Maine? You'll see on the logger there their call signs and where they're located. So you could find the one that would be in Maine, for example. And maybe, I'm trying to remember. We got one girl that's up in Maine that got a QSL card from her out of blue after we had been on there. But I really, I have problems where I am picking her up. But most of them I can hear fairly well.
You know, even though it may not be like that, I mean, it might be more of a rag too, I still enjoy talking to people. But, you know, the funny thing is, like you said, is the propagation's weird because when I checked into the early bird net last night, there's guys probably less than 40 minutes from me, or 30 minutes even, and couldn't hardly hear him, but I was getting Connecticut, New Jersey better than the guy local.
40 meters can be kind of a funny band, like at different times. You know, if you're local, you're getting them on ground wave. A lot of times you're skipping out over when the band goes long. I've had that problem. So I got a couple of guys that I can usually hear pretty well, and I guess they're in that first skip zone or something. But, and some of these guys are running power, and I'm just running barefoot right now, so you know, that makes a difference too.
Yeah, I guess you'd call what I'm doing barefoot too, because I don't have any amp. I always just, you know, when I'm checking into one of them nets, I always just run 100 watts. That's all I got.
I've got an amp for this radio that's coming in today, and the one I'm on normally, which is a J2710, I don't have an amp. I just run that barefoot.
W4SBX for ID. But, yeah, I was my brother-in-law's Manningham since 76. He's real smart, real good. And I asked him about, because I had the money to buy an amp, and I was thinking about adding one to get some of the, you know, distance stations or whatever, DX. And he told me he don't advise it for a low-level antenna like I got. So I'm now thinking about getting a vertical that goes from, like, 80 to 10 meters.
MKH for ID. Yeah, I'm thinking about putting up a vertical out there, and since I spend most of my time, it seems, on 40, putting up something just for the 40-meter band so I can get the best, signal out that I can. But we'll see. Got to wait until, got to get the sweet spot. Right now it's too cold out there. If you wait in the middle of the summer around here to work, there's too many leaves on the trees. You're out there with the ticks, the chiggers, and the copperheads and stuff. So got to find that that sweet zone in there between winter and spring coming over.
Than that. Yeah, like right now probably ain't ideal, but I was thinking I'll start shopping and then try to decide on what to do. It might not even be a vertical. I might find something else like a Yagi or something band specific to certain bands, but I really wanted to hit Asia. Asia and Oceania is where I need for worked off continents, because they seem to be eluding me. And then they got different, you know, they operate on different frequencies, so that might be hard ones to get.
I will try to send you a link to an antenna that's really a vertical done off a 17-foot whip that has got some directionality to it. You could just kind of point things towards Asia over there when you set it up. I'm getting ready to build one. I got all stuff in here, but Christmas kind of interfered with that, so I'm still waiting to do it. I'm going to step aside here for a second, see if anybody else wants to get in, or if you and I are the only two guys out there this morning.
Before SBX on the side.